Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is Saturday, the 25th of January. The Lunar New Year is today, aka the Year of the Rat, which is supposed to be a lucky one that brings success and new beginnings, which would be handy if we were doing anything new here, like launching a new podcast rather than continuing this already very well-established for over a decade daily satirical news podcast. Traditionally, in Chinese and some other Southeast Asian cultures, the rat is associated with resourcefulness, intelligence, luck, prosperity, and optimism, while in Western cultures it's usually associated with sneakiness, social outliers in long coats who want to show off their non-normative pet choices, and also the Black Plague. Today in history marks the death of Al Capone, the famous gangster, prankster, and all-round naughty dude, who, quite well known, was killed by tax evasion. Celebrations today include Opposite Day, A Room of One's Own Day, Seed Swap Day, Visit Your Local Quilt Shop Day, and Cordova Ice Worm Festival Week, which I am looking forward to, James. Or I'm not looking forward to, should I say, given that it's Opposite Day. As always in The Last Post, in our weekend editions, we take a step back from the cutting edge of politics and current affairs to take a look at our weekend magazine, which today, on Saturday, is a sports special. Our guest today is James Nokise, M-A-N spelled man. How are you, James?
Well, it's lovely to pop in here and just take a break from the book tour.
How is that going, the book tour?
Well, look, there's cries for... I'm actually in negotiations at the moment to really drag out this mansplaining book series. I thought we were almost done. Mm-hmm. I thought getting into 2020, we'd almost done. But it turns out that the guys in charge really want this to keep going for as long as possible.
Well, certainly I've heard that there is a lot of demand for mansplaining. And by demand, I mean pausing briefly in the thing that you're saying to leave room.
Yeah, it's a weird thing because I think a lot of the guys who actually are demanding the mansplaining don't want the mansplaining to women. Like, the more I travel around and do this tour, the more it feels like they actually want the mansplaining for themselves, but they already know it. So really, they're just looking for some affirmation. It's very weird.
Aren't we all looking for some affirmation? It's almost like you're filling a niche in the void, James Nokise. Coming up in the weekend magazine, we have a sports section, but first, some sports headlines from around the world. The World's Strongest Man competition is making a play for mainstream screen time, buying up advertising slots in football halftime and maternity wards with the slogan, "It's big men picking things up, what isn't there to like?" Are you a World's Strongest Man enjoyer, James Nokise?
I am. I've always enjoyed watching men pick things up, particularly in the last few years, their reputations.
Well, there are being tabled some new events for the World's Strongest Man competition, which traditionally has involved picking up things like cars and pulling things like trains and aeroplanes. This year, the World's Strongest Man includes being able to cry in front of family members.
Oh, that's tough.
And being able to admit you're wrong.
You know, one of the hardest man strength tests is surviving your dad crying in front of you.
Wow.
I'm not even sure that that's a man thing. I reckon like if you can hold it together when your dad starts crying, you are stronger than you know.
I don't even know if Hafþór Björnsson would be able to cope with that, but I am looking forward to finding out. A campaign has begun by concerned mothers who want to avoid sport being too competitive. They suggest it's giving children the wrong idea that life is a game of winners and losers rather than a free market economy where your life will be measured by economic contribution rather than kindness or moral fibre. Instead of winners and losers, they suggest playing the games as you normally would. And then at the end, instead of having a score, have all the children queue up for an assessment of their projected earning capacity based on their DNA, parental income and environmental factors, followed by a slap in the face for every child. Every year, roughly half a dozen top luxury watch brands help celebrate the Chinese New Year with custom-made timepieces. So for the Year of the Rat, apparently some of the top Swiss luxury brands are replacing their watches with actual live rats that are trained to tell you the time.
Oh, well, that sounds plaguish.
It does sound plaguish. It's time for your ad section. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Seeking interns. The Army is looking for a spring semester administrative intern for our 2020 military deployments. The intern will be responsible for processing drone reports, filing and sorting bodies, acting as liaison with the PTSD and Friendly Fire Incident Complaints Desk, answering basic questions about nationalistic justifications for murder, and referring correspondence and bombs to the proper departments. The position is unpaid, mostly remote, emotionally speaking, and 46 hours a week. It includes the opportunity to participate in instructional army deployments and work with some of our most aggressive military leaders in a secretarial capacity. We can provide college credit and 3 to 4 hours of free post-internship trauma counselling. Email us at iwanttokill@draft.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that is your advertising section for today.
The Last Post.
Our top story today from the magazine is sport. James Nokise, you are our sports expert.
Yes, in spite of myself. Huge news, Alice. Huge news coming out of New Zealand and New Zealand itself. And that is about our famous rugby team, the All Blacks. Look, we are going into the third decade, or possibly, as I, if we get to the end of this year. And it has been suggested that it is time for our legendary sports team, the All Blacks, to change not only their name, but their brand so that New Zealand fans travelling in non-rugby playing countries can look 1,000 times less racist. It's a big thing that a lot of us haven't realised until we've left the country, that All Blacks actually means really something quite different outside of rugby playing countries, particularly with the face paint. at the games. But also just with the jerseys and the scarves. If you walking around New York, by chance, with a rugby scarf on to remind you of home, and that scarf says, "Go All Blacks," you are far more political than you've realized you've meant to be.
Maybe on the right side of history, though, depending on which area of America you're in.
Absolutely. Or about to be shot, depending on which part of America you're in. There's a lot of suggestions coming out for what the names could be changed to. Mm-hmm. The winners is one. But actually, tragically almost, what people are talking about is maybe we need to have a referendum.
On the name of the All Blacks.
On the name of the All Blacks. Look, it's not the stupidest referendum we've done in recent years.
It's not the stupidest referendum that has come out internationally in recent years, but certainly a lot of the referendum results have been not necessarily what people expected that they would be.
And yet binding. so, look, there's already campaigns starting out. They're not great, I'll be honest with you. If you are visiting New Zealand and you are not from a rugby-playing country, please understand that Change the Blacks is just, it's about... It's not what you think, all right? It's not what you think. Likewise, Back the Blacks, not necessarily what you think. That's not even, I'm not even sure if that's from this referendum. I think that's just from the last Rugby World Cup last year. Hashtag Back the Blacks. Once you take rugby out of the equation, it's awkward as hell.
It is awkward as hell.
And that's what we're trying to change in New Zealand in 2020.
Has Jacinda Ardern made a statement on it? She seems to be the expert on all sort of matters moral and compassionate.
No, but she's also very politically astute. So she's staying out of it. She's saying whatever the people want, she'll think about it. which is, I think, what you're meant to do when a crazy referendum is on the cards, is go, whatever you want, I'll have a think.
Well, I look forward to finding out what the new branding is for the All Blacks, or if the branding stays the same, I will support your team as much as I ever have done. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, James, how am I supposed to cope with the news? It's all so awful all the time and I'm getting depressed. Oh boy, James, you got any answer for this?
Look, I'm an alcoholic, and that's seeming more like a viable option as the year rolls on. I think you could get into sport. That's what our great friend Andy Zaltzman, you know, have you fought?
Oh
my
yes,
friend?
Our famous celebrity Andy Zaltzman.
Yeah, I don't want to claim to be too much of a friend of his, but it's you know, have you considered just getting into meaningless stats? That could be a thing, you know. Why not find out what the batting average for the fourth batsman in the Samoan cricket team from 1907 to the tour? Because Andy Zaltzman knows, and he's still sane. So that's an interesting thing.
That is a very interesting proposition.
That was a burn on Andy Zaltzman I wasn't expecting to come out of my mouth to that.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow, and if you have not done so before, please listen back to previous episodes. The Last Post is a Something Else in Bugle podcast's production. I'm Alice Fraser. Your guest today was James Nokise. Thank you so much, James. Have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, the internet trolling thing is going really strong. So if you want to listen to that podcast, it's called Tweeting Like a Chicken from the Shower. And that's where we just we talk to internet trolls while they're in the shower tweeting obscene things at people who do not care.
I'm Alice Fraser. The executive producer is Chris Skinner, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.